Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton bedding from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at BollAndBranch.com with code ODYSSEY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back into Sports Talk here on WWL. Happy to welcome into the radio huddle Kelsey Nicole Nelson, Washington, D.C. Sports Media Person of the Year. Also, Fox Sports host of Listen In with KNN. Kelsey, how you been doing?
Hi, I've been doing great. I am so sorry you all had to experience snow like we often experience here in D.C. So setting some good vibes your way as you all get used to the cold that we're used to on the East Coast.
Kelsey, I know your family. They don't get, because I know you got some family, and a lot of them in Louisiana and in Mississippi. Man, they in South Louisiana, for us to get this, where we getting like 8 to 10 inches of snow, hey, we enjoyed it. Now, the aftermath of that isn't great, and you got a lot more experience dealing with it, having lived in Maryland for a long period of time. But, if you know, for the kids. You know, because you see the world through their eyes, and for them to see that for the first time is just magical for them. Now, again, they don't have to deal with a lot of the things afterwards, but it was great to see. You know, and that 1 or 2 days, it was really nice. Now it becomes a good pain in the yakabe, because now you got to deal with everything that's involved with it. But
we still have snow on the streets from 2 weeks ago, so nobody sees that part, Mike, of the snow. They only see the fun part and the snowball fight, not the aftermath.
You and I talked about this when the Commanders picked Jaden Daniels, and I knew he was a game changer. But Kelsey, I'd have never thought that JD5 would have done this. And I did think about you Saturday night, and, okay, I'm at a Mardi Gras ball, and I'm watching the game on my little cell phone while, you know, as the ball's going on. Come on, I'm a sports guy. I got to pay attention to it. And to think about what he has done for an area that for basically 20 years, there was no excitement. It was dormant. You had a bad owner. You went through general managers and head coaches one after the other. And one guy, he puts the battery cables on the battery, and it is a totally changed world. You can cut it a lot of different ways. I'm not trying to take anything away from Dan Quinn or the new owner or the new GM or players they brought in. But you ain't at this point without JD5. He has made the big difference. And just to see his excitement, because I'll be honest, Kelsey, I've never seen him that excited after a game. You know, covering him at LSU, he showed more excitement there than I think in the 2 years in watching and covering him at, you know, when you saw him at LSU. He was so excited because virtually no one gave him a chance to win that game. Now, you might have took the points and wanted to cover, but for them to beat the Lions on their own home turf, man, that was something else. So how was the D.C. area reacting to that, not only Saturday night, but throughout the week?
My gosh, Mike, JD5 is the most popular man in D.C. He has done something. He's given life to a dormant franchise. I mean, for a long time, people would ask me, well, Kelsey, why do you stay in D.C.? when you're covering a bad franchise, right? I mean, you think about the reporters here, Mike, who've had to cover, unfortunately, all the bad that came for Dayton Daniels with the previous the previous ownership. And he's a rookie, right? Rookies aren't supposed to have stories like this. They're supposed to go through adversity, right? We were expecting a growth period, a rebuild with Jaden Daniels. Now, people knew how talented he was, but I don't think they knew how special he was. I mean, when I say I have never seen DC come together for anyone like they have JD5, and yes, I have been here through the RG3 years, and RG3 was very beloved, Mike, in DC. Jaden Daniels has done something that we've never seen before. I mean, he's united young and old. He's united different cultures. Like, I mean, you go to sports bars, everybody was hugging each other. People were buying each other beers. Like, it's an excitement that we just haven't felt. And if you remember, like, this is all happening during a time in D.C. where there's a lot happening in the political realm, Mike, right? So there's a lot happening, but everyone is talking about sports right now. And it's because of the charge that Jaden Daniels has led, and not even just for himself, but I mean, we see Terry McLaurin being more vocal, right, this year, Scary Terry, in ways I think that others have not seen outside of the city. I mean, we see veterans praising him, you know, I mean, everyone's catching JD5 fever essentially here because he has made the impossible possible, and he has made a city that's been through a lot believe once again in the football team and a football town.
Kelsey, when you look at this Washington Commanders squad, I'm sure you've talked about it a lot with Mike, but just what has that Dan Quinn presence meant for this team, and what's that different feeling that he's brought overall with the whole franchise?
Yeah, I know Dan Campbell gets a lot of rightfully so respect for how much he loves his team, right? And we saw those emotions pour out after that game. But Dan Quinn loves his Washington team, and he truly does believe. Like, there's a reason why, you know, Jaden Daniels is so successful, right, on those fourth down conversions. You think about a team, a 92% conversion rate. Like, it's crazy. NFL teams aren't supposed to have that. I think what Dan Quinn has done is he's brought broken fragments together. We have never seen the locker room this strong. I mean, before, you were worried about guys coming to Washington. Did they really want to be part of kind of the mess and debacle that was here? And Dan Quinn has helped guys believe again. I mean, he's entrusted in a rookie in ways we haven't seen. And so I think and then from a rival franchise at that, there was a lot of folks when Dan Quinn was first announced to all that weren't happy because of where he was coming from. The NFC East rivalry is real, especially here in D.C. Like, the hatred is still real for Cowboys fans, right? So you think about where Dan Quinn came from, and you think about what he was bringing to Washington, and he made people buy into the program that he was selling. And then I think the success speaks continuous volume. And then you have to give the coordinators props, right? I know Cliff Kingsbury is saying he's not going to do any of the interviews until the season is officially over, but there is a reason why he's getting looked. You look at the defense as well, and I know the run defense has been a problem in Washington, and yes, it's going to be something that we look at in this game, but again, a defensive unit that, you know, for a long time people doubted, and you think about the names that they brought in and all coming together. So all that to say, Dan Quinn put all the pieces here. Dan Quinn helped bring all the pieces together in Washington and make them work. So you look at the other most popular person in D.C., and it's definitely Dan Quinn for what he has helped to do with this franchise. Again, turning it around, because nobody thought this franchise would have that much of a turnaround and be here if we talk about the upcoming NFC Championship game.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. there's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Kelsey, I think of back then, and Woody left in Dallas. Okay, he was the DC there. Their defense last year was lousy. It was not very, and, you know, they won three straight years. Now, they didn't win a playoff game in that time frame, but they won 12 games. And, you know, Mike McCarthy was an offensive-oriented coach, so Dan ran the defense. And we saw the impact on the other end when he wasn't in Dallas to help, you know, make those defensive calls and put people in the right place. The other thing, too, is tell us a little bit about Bobby Wagner. Because when they signed him, a lot of people were, man, Bobby's way past his prime. And he's not the player he was the first couple years in the league where he was dominant. But he can play. He can still play at a very high level. People don't realize just what an athlete. And how good of an athlete Bobby Wagner is for his age. And he's taken a lot of punishment in this league. It's not like he just played in this league 4 or 5 years. He's played a long time, and he dishes it out. And he is such a leader. And I think one of the things you have to look at is when he tells a young player something, he's not asking them to do something he hasn't done himself. I think he's become a great piece of the puzzle.
You know, if we look at someone like Bobby Wagner, a veteran, someone who has experience at the top level, right, as we talk about Super Bowl and prepare for Super Bowl, and mind you, doing all of this great play while also being enrolled at local Howard University in an online MBA program, so great play on the field, but also doing it in the academic realm, right, before preparing for life after football. Bobby Wagner has been special, but you're right, Mike. When he first came here, I think he was honestly getting the Zach Ertz treatment. Why bring the old guys in, right, if Washington really is trying to rebuild? But if you look at his play this year, and he's had some plays that have definitely stood out, he has brought this defense together, a vocal leader on that squad. He truly has been, I think, an X factor, an unexpected X factor, Mike, that folks weren't ready for. And he's been special for this squad. And you think about this defense, and again, I think this is a defense that, especially the pass defense, you know, they're going to want the heat that Jalen Hurts can potentially bring, because they're unafraid, they're unscared. You know, this whole team, Mike, has talked about how they treat every game like the next game. And I think Jaden Daniels would help to lead that, right? The calm, cool, collective. Oh, he finally let out some of that emotion after the last game, I think, that we had all been waiting for. But Bobby Wagner, I think, is one of the glue that holds that defensive units together. I think he's the reason why we're talking about guys like Mike Sanders-Sill, right, who doesn't get enough credit as well. I know everyone's talking about JD5, but everybody on that defense knows how special he is. And he doesn't just talk the talk. He has played the play on the field. And again, I think him and Ertz have proven you can never truly give up on guys. And they have the heart when they do the physical regimen that they need to play the game and play it at the top level, Mike.
Kelsey, one of the things I always praise you about, you always do so much for the community. And, you know, that's kind of what makes you special, because you do sports, but you also, you know, reach out to, you know, to children, to people in the colleges and try to help them along in their careers. But you guys are honoring Tyrann Mathieu. So tell everybody a little bit about Tyrann's getting honored with an award that you're involved with. So tell everybody a little bit about that award that Tyrann Mathieu is getting.
Thanks again, Mike, for this platform. Yeah, I hope everybody remembers these guys are so much more than their play on the football field. And Tyrann Mathieu has done so much, not just for the New Orleans community where he's from, but also Kansas City as well. He will be getting honored here in the nation's capital next week as part of the 2025 National Mentoring Summit presented by Mentor with the 2025 Excellence in Mentoring Award. You talk about a guy who loves his community, that has done so much through for his community through the Tyrann Mathieu Foundation. that he started and began, and also as an ambassador for an organization that many of y'all probably know in New Orleans, Son of a Saint. It's the reason why he was elected, right, as the Walter Payton Man of the Year nominee back for the Saints in 2023, and also as a community champion for the Super Bowl this year. But he gives back to the young people. He cares, and it's through that mentorship lens. So we're super excited to be honoring him. We've been talking with his team. The Saints did actually a great write-up on their site. And so as we talked about a player that has done a lot for the game, a player that has, you know, sacrificed so much, I think he truly does see being a servant leader in the community and being a leader. So super excited to honor him and all of his work in front of 1,300 people in D.C. next week downtown. So thanks again, Micah. And shout out to Tyrann Mathieu and his whole team for all that they do in the community.
Kelsey, before we let you run, I want to hop in here and ask you a question. I mean, I saw the stat earlier that, you know, Jaden Daniels became the sixth rookie quarterback to start a conference championship game this weekend, joining guys like Brock Purdy and Mark Sanchez, Joe Flacco, Ben Roethlisberger, Sean King. And the stat was that out of all those guys, they all had like top three defenses. But Jaden's doing this with a defense, scoring defense that ranks near 20, basically. So it makes it even a little bit more impressive. But none of those guys made it to the Super Bowl in their rookie year. I know that Jaden Daniels and the Commanders split with the Philadelphia Eagles this year and their divisional rivals. So my biggest question for you is, before we let you run, I mean, what can you take away from those two games, and what does Jaden Daniels and the Commanders need to do for him to become the first rookie quarterback to ever play in the Super Bowl?
Isn't that wild? We never thought we'd be having that conversation at the beginning of this year. But Jaden Daniels, again, special. Honestly, I think back to the last game, even before the Philadelphia game, because I know there's going to be some folks that say, well, hey, wait a minute, one of those games, Kenny Pickett played in. We had a hurt Jalen Hurts. But I'm still on the fact that they put up 45 points, you all, against a Lions team in the playoff. That's wild. That's crazy. I think, you know, the biggest thing with Jaden Daniels, he has to play his game. You know, I think a person that we talked about a lot right now in Washington who has finally stepped up, and it's important as we talk about his future potentially in Washington, it's connecting with wide receiver De'Ami Brown. I mean, everybody knows how special Terry McLaurin is, and how he still finds space and defenders let him get behind is still bewildering to me. I mean, Terry McLaurin is one of the most dangerous receivers in the National Football League. But after Jahan Dotson left Washington, I did have a question about who would step up and be that true number two guy. And I think De'Ami Brown has been able to step up in that aspect. I think he's going to have to get the ball to him. I think Zach Ertz is going to be another big one. Zach Ertz is one of Jaden's best targets in the red zone. You look at someone who is a for sure person who can catch the ball and can get touchdowns in there. And then remember, they're going to be playing in hostile territory, right? Philadelphia is not easy to play in. Again, Zach Ertz, a guy who obviously knows Philly well, knows that environment well. And I think he's honestly has a vengeance. And so I think it's going to be very important for them to be guys that can be sure-handed. But I think, honestly, Jaden's going to have to be able to get space and run. We know if you let him escape, he's going to be so dangerous. What's so hard about Jaden Daniels, you let him sit back in the pocket, he's accurate. He can throw the football, which we know, right? 69% completion rate. But if you try to blitz him, he can hurt you with his legs. And so I think it's really hard for defenses to try to plan for him. Yes, Philly's defense is pretty good, but Jaden Daniels is special. So all in all to say, I think Jaden Daniels has to keep playing the same game that he's been playing. Washington has to come out, score quick. We know they'd like to do the quick, kind of no-huddle offense. And they like to move the football. They like to keep defenses confused. I think why change that if it's been working all season? And I think, honestly, I do think there's a high percentage chance that we will be seeing Jaden Daniels in New Orleans right by you all come this time next week after this weekend.
Definitely appreciate the time,
stay
Kelsey.
Stay away from Jalen Carter. Stay away from Jalen.
He is dangerous, yeah. They will be applying pressure. But believe me, Washington has been preparing for that in practices.
Kelsey, if the Commanders do make it to New Orleans, will you be here to get to cover them?
Oh, my gosh, yes, I will be. Honestly, regardless, I'll be there. But it's even better if the Commanders get a chance to go there.
Awesome stuff. Mike Ogier, po' boy, when we see you.
No,
I look forward to
it.
Thank you so much.
We got a supper plan, so we good.
Have a good one, Kelsey.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it. Bye.
Thank you so much. Kelsey Nicole Nelson, Washington, D.C., Sports Media Person of the Year, saying those Commanders could very well be heading to New Orleans for the big game. We'll see what happens come Sunday in Philadelphia.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.